Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an A? Women.
A women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Marilyn Monroe, or, you know, the great Satan,
Mazda,
or the goddess. Or Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce was a god? I know Mazda was a Sumerian god.
Let's not get too deep.
Sorry.
Because we don't know. We could argue about that, whether we are Mazdas or Rolls Royces or, children of Jesus or Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, or Allah. We could argue about that. Buddha.
Oh. I got a Buddha here.
I'm into all the religions, you know. I worship all the gods and goddesses. Even the pigs. Oink, oink, happy year of the pig. The little piggies. Yes, and we could be children of pigs. I'm not really thinking of the Trump crime family, but, you know, if you are, great. Anyway, we're children of all kinds of things, but we don't know about those things. We don't know about those gods and goddesses. We don't know about those phenomena beyond our wisdom. What we do know is we are all children of sex. Sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while, you know? And like Freud said, Freud, are you Freud? This is an adorable little bonobo given to me by Danielle Watts and Chef B Live. I think Jacob Sokoloff found it in a swap meet. And I call him a bonobo. Maybe he looks more like a common chimp, but he's not a monkey because he doesn't have a tail. So he's very smart, which is why he has a graduation cap on and a diploma. I wonder if he's getting his PhD. And probably this is a she. Because bonobos empower the females. Bonobos make the males very happy with all these sex-smart females. And bonobos make peace through pleasure in all kinds of weather. Yes, indeed. And there are kissing cousins, but it's not like there are mothers and fathers. Our mothers and fathers had sex. They were human beings, and they had sex, and that's why we're here, and that's what we talk about. on this show. Are you talking about sex to someone on your computer, Sunshine McWayne?
No, I
assistant
was turning the volume
to
down.
The doctor on the Dr. Susan Block Show. This is Sunshine McWayne.
Hi.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
My parents curved out for me to be here too.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Oh, hopefully it was an enjoyable thing. You know, I'm not guaranteeing that the sex was orgasmic for the woman, that is. Probably for the guy, you know, although sometimes you come before you're going as a guy,
yeah.
and you don't really enjoy it because you're so nervous because, you know, you're doing it at a young age. But hopefully, yeah, there's pleasure. Pleasure is the key to the bonobo way. Yeah. And pleasure is something that we really denigrate a lot in our society. So if you want to talk about pleasure or the problems you might have with your pleasures, you can give us a call at 1-866-289-7068. And that number is toll-free. And if you want, you can call our regular number anywhere in the world, 626-461-5950. Yes, indeed. Even if you think you're a complete zero, give us a call. Actually, if you think that, you really should give us a call. Because maybe we can help. I don't know. You know. And it's free. It's free. Not like when you call my institute, which is top dollar. So it's worth it. But, you know, if you want to talk for free, you could do that. You know, and we're here for you. I mean, we're live tonight on drsusanblock.tv. So let's talk about what's on your mind, what's in your heart, and what's between your legs. Not that I can open my legs on the Facebook camera. Hi, Facebook camera. Marky Z is very sensitive about that. I know.
Marky Z. I like that, Marky Z.
Oh, yeah. And I got to, you know, kind of give some props to Facebook this week because they had censored my post on our Chef Be Live and Danielle Watts storm. Storm the Bastille. We're going to be doing some breaching on another show shortly, on a sex calls show. But this is about them storming the Bastille. And honestly, there is some real explicit storming on this fantastic show. Every time Danielle and Be Live are on, it's fantastic. But we don't show that on the Facebook. And certainly, well, not on the Facebook camera, not on the pictures. But they, you know, they took it down and they put me in Facebook jail. Oh, I was in Facebook jail. I can't get out. No bail in Facebook jail. Well, actually, maybe some people can bail themselves out.
Talk about,
I mean, maybe it depends on who you know.
You can talk to us.
So I appealed and I won. It was unbelievable within 24 hours because I've appealed many times when they've done things like this and they don't answer me. It's like nothing. We're not going to tell you what's wrong. They put the pictures back up in all their rouge, blanc et bleu glory. Vive la France.
Yeah.
And they also gave me the keys to the jail and I stepped right out and into the Facebook world and then I realized why Facebook drives me crazy. No, I mean, I like being on it. It's true. It drives me crazy, but everybody's on it right now until you people make a stand, revolution, re-love ocean, and get onto something more sex positive. But thank you, Facebook. And Facebook even apologized to me.
Wow.
I was really touched. They said they were sorry. Thank you, Facebook, for saying you're sorry. You don't know, that means a lot to me. I don't think you've ever said that to me. And I really appreciate that. I do.
And they censor art constantly. So
well, they
that's
do.
Great.
They,
yeah.
They do. They do.
They don't know the difference
and
between
I'm
art
not
and
trying to say that that's something that they've stopped. They are continuing to censor. And, you know, I know the right wing complains a lot about their few people that are censored, but mostly they censor progressive sex maniacs like me. They censor because of sex, you know, and not we're not talking about full-on explicit. I think they thought my piece, my post was too racy because I was sucking a big baguette. Right. And so was Danielle. And I'm not talking about B Lives, although he's got a pretty
That happened baguette. A little bit.
That, I mean, but that didn't happen on Facebook. The Facebook cameras
that
were gone.
That was afterwards.
That wasn't a baguette.
Later on.
That was a sausage.
A sausage.
That was a sausage.
All right. Well,
sausage.
Meat product. Yeah.
A meat product.
Baguettes are phallic. Get over it. A lot of things are. It's what makes our world fun. Okay. So, yes, indeed, if you want to give me a call, you can at, what is it, 1-866-289-7068.
Or 626-461-5950.
Thank you. There you go. And also, you know, we're checking out your Facebook comments, if they're good.
If it's more than just hi.
More than just hi.
It's a legitimate question or a legitimate comment. Or like
it could be about the heat.
Yeah, you know, even about the heat. Are you hot and bothered?
We're hot and bothered tonight. It's very hot here in L.A. And from what I understand, it's hot in Oklahoma and a lot of other places. And, you know, give me a shoulder.
Ooh, what about Gigi?
Oh, there.
Okay. Oh, that's the hottest part. Ah,
ah, ah. Oh, yeah. Feels good. Oh, I'll even do it to myself. Don't shoot yourself, but do shoot your water pistols at yourself. Because it's hot.
Oh, I guess we're getting likes for that. Oh, wow, shooting the chi-chis.
Cheers, for sure. We're getting wet and wild because we're hot and bothered. And if you're a little hot and bothered, you could post something about your temperature on Facebook. That's right. We got so hot, we went to a pool party yesterday. We went to Goddess Phoenix's pool party, and it was really quite amazing. She has a lovely house, but she's really turned it into a home. We'll have pictures on the blog. And it, you know, it's amazing. She can now add the term homemaker to her list of many accolades, like female bodybuilder, Glamazon. She won the Susie Award 3 years in a row for most dazzling dom. And she turned this house into a home within 3 weeks. And I'm a little bit jealous. No, I'm in admiration and awe. And yeah, I still haven't put my wardrobe away. It's actually serving as curtains for the show. So, yeah, you know, she is right there with her move. We are still in the process of moving in. It takes a lot. Hers is more of a move-in place. And it has a pool. It's not as big as Bonoboville, of course, but it has an amazing pool. And actually, the most amazing thing is the big unicorn inside of the pool. And watching femdoms frolicking in the nude. And I got to take pictures of some of them, which I will show on my blog, my journal, not on Facebook, because you guys don't get to see nude stuff. Sorry. So hot femdoms frolicking in the nude and houseboys in leather collars.
Wow,
white
sounds like fun.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Very hot. So, Can somebody pass me a note about what I think should be going on now but isn't? Okay, just let me know where we're at and if I should kind of do something else or if we're about to do it.
Anybody interesting there? Anybody we know?
Who's Jim Quest?
Jim who?
I have no idea.
All right, Jim.
Well, he knows you.
We see
Doctor,
you.
Doctor, you have my monkey heart and throbbing, LOL. Yeah.
There's a lot of people
that you have their monkey heart and throbbing, right?
Okay.
All right, so...
Okay, well, I have my monkey so hard and throbbing he fell off my desk. Oh, there he
goes.
He
just got excited and lost...
He has a hard diploma.
The diploma looks a little phallic.
So, okay. I guess we're ready for our Skype caller. Is that... Oops, this fell off. Okay, Anna, you can get it for me. I don't know. My headdress fell apart.
Oh.
Ooh. So, this is Anna. Anna is here wearing her Dr. Susan Block Show shirt. And she is going to... fix my millinery issue. Thank you very much, Anna. And now I see the lovely Gail. Can I say your last name, Gail?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, let's climb those stairs. The Stairmaster, Gail. Gail Stairs. That's right. I like those stairs. Better than the kind
stairs
where somebody's staring at you. So.
No, it's just like you said. Yeah. Just like up and down the stairs.
Oh, so she's welcome cute. To the Dr. Susan Block Show. This is your first
Thank you so
time
much for having me.
Getting on the show, you know. You're in New York, is that right? Are you in New York?
Yes, I am in New York.
Literally, right. It's live from New York. It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night. Right. Yes, indeed.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
I'm a big SNL
That's
fan.
You. Live from... And you're both comedians. You are both comedians with an emphasis on the ends. And so, you know, it is live Saturday night from New York.
It is.
And this is Gail. And she's an acrobat and a singer as well as being a comedian. And a model, but we're all models nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, all the selfies.
If you have a phone and you're on Instagram, I'm an IG model.
Right. We're all models. But we are not all acrobats, and we are not all singers, and Gail is very good at both. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right. So I don't know if I've left someone out, but or something out, but you're also a friend of Danielle and Be Live. And I'm using the bonobo to represent them tonight because they're not here. But they were here last week.
They're my honeys. I love them. So great.
Yeah. Have you met them in person or are you just Facebook friends?
Actually, no. We've met in person.
Oh, cool.
Last year they came to hang out with me in Brooklyn.
Nice. So you're not just in New York. You're in Brooklyn. Or not. Or she's frozen.
She's frozen right now?
She froze in Brooklyn.
Frozen, but we're going to bring her back to life, ladies and gentlemen.
I bet that
we
feels
have a new
good.
Technology.
The freezing
because it's so
probably
hot.
The feels good because it's so hot.
But here we are. That's
here
us.
Here we are. This is
Hello.
Us. We're relaxing.
We're
waiting
relaxing.
For
we're doing a little show.
Gail to
Nothing
come
to
back
worry
on.
About.
Gail.
Ah, there's Gail.
Yay. Hey.
Welcome back.
Gail, you have fans who are asking where you are. Not that we want geographical coordinates to come over, but...
they want to follow you on IG.
Are you
IG.
In Brooklyn or Manhattan?
Yes.
Brooklyn.
I'm
all
in
right.
Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a...
I might move to Manhattan, though. We'll see. I lived in Manhattan when I first lived here.
Yeah.
But
really?
Brooklyn
How'd you afford that place?
All right. Well, mm-hmm. you know, Brooklyn's got more soul.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. So, you have a lot of soul as well as your talent. You seem like a soulful kind of individual. And
thank you.
Human, a good human, a caring human. And I don't know if you want to talk about your career, your life, your sex life, where we should start.
But anywhere you want to.
And anywhere I want to. Well, I am the host.
Okay, when you
but
were
I was
hatched,
trying to throw right. the ball in your court.
Exactly.
Okay, so were you born in Brooklyn?
No, I was born in Chicago, Illinois, but I only lived there until I was 2.5, uh-huh. and then I moved to Florida, and then Texas, and Texas. I lived all over the country and all over the world for a little while, and New Jersey is where I went to high school, and I moved to New
York oh, really?
When
where
I was 17,
in New Jersey?
And I just turned 34.
Mm-hmm. Where in New Jersey?
A little town called Flemington, New Jersey.
Oh, do you know Flemington, Max? Max went to school in Montclair, New Jersey.
We all know we're two Jersey people here.
Two Jersey people.
Two Jersey people.
Right.
Definitely know where I'm from.
That's mm-hmm.
We used to
Max.
Play Montclair in football.
You beat Montclair in football. Uh-oh.
You beat Montclair. What year was that? Because
nothing. Not when you were there. Yeah.
I don't know. We ever actually beat you guys.
Max
I just,
was
I'm
a
pretty sure that we used
player.
To play Montclair. I was in the marching band. I was a drumline. I was in Great. Marching drumline.
Wow.
Captain of the drumline. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to band camp?
I did. But ours was not a sleepaway band camp because I guess somebody figured that out at one point. That's not a good idea or something. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, they watched.
But I did. I went to band camp.
American Pie. Right?
You know, I didn't even see that until I graduated high school, but all my friends had seen it, and I was like, I wonder what they're talking about with the whole band camp thing.
Oh.
I had to ask something, actually.
Band camp is a very important rite of passage place.
Yeah, keep it on her for a bit.
Which brings us to the sexual theme, but we might get into some other things and then go into the sexual theme. I mean, well... You came to New York to seek your fortune, or
yes,
as a just mm-hmm. A Renaissance woman,
or pretty much, yeah. Thing? Actually, on the on paper, I was a musical theater major at Pace University, and I just figured if I could get here, then I could make everything else happen, something like that. And then, of course, I've been doing radio all my life and television. And I'm also a professional ballet dancer and jazz dancer.
So
I was adopted by
so impressive. That can make you confused, you. Though. Like, what do I spend my afternoon working on? Ballet?
You know,
or,
so, you except know. When one thing is picking up, you know, you just focus on whatever you can focus
down.
On.
Yeah, okay.
And you can take
well,
ballet every day.
Attitude.
You can sing every day, you know?
Yeah. You
There's
sang
time.
For me. You sang a little song and very beautiful voice, and I love your acrobatics as well. I've seen you do some. Oh, good. Okay, let's have a look. Show her on here doing.
Oh my God, that's
the
insane.
Leg behind the neck with the foot. Yeah. Oh, the foot. For the foot fetishists out there, you are a pretzel. You are
yeah.
amazing.
I am.
You are amazing.
I actually randomly got a gig once as a Cirque du Soleil contortion trainer.
Wow.
Through my mom, yeah. That, to the lead, actually, for the Cirque du Soleil show called Oh, but I've never had any training in that.
Okay.
I just sort of learned, yeah.
Cirque du Soleil.
Don't encourage me. I'll try that after the show, and I'll just, like, get stuck.
And you'll
you
break
should.
Your leg.
Yeah, I'll break a leg, and then I'll be like, it's okay, I have another one. And
you have comedy in common, not the acrobatic
yoga.
Lord
has blessed me with a spare.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Do you ever combine them? Do you ever do the acrobatic yoga on stage at a comedy club?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did that tonight. I was at the Comedy Cellar. I was, I'm starting work as a comedian, a stand-up at the Comedy Cellar.
All right.
And, the owner, I saw the owner tonight because he was playing music. And I walked in and I was waving and they were waving at me. So I just started doing tricks like waving, you know. I did like my leg in the air and then I waved to them with my foot, you know. And then he asked me to come over and do an impromptu like contortion show. And I was like, yeah, sure. So right. I did. And he played Wipeout. And I also have my own television show. I'm the first female on Adult Swim to air original content on Adult Swim TBS.
Oh, that's really something.
And I do it all on that show, too. Singing, dancing, acrobatics.
You should email me a link or direct message me a link so I'll include it in the blog. Write that down.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Or I'll write it down. I want to definitely put that in the blog because, you know, I went swimming yesterday. I don't know. It's hot. It's summertime. All adults want to swim.
Awesome. Yes.
So do you ever, I mean, now I'm going to segue into a sex question. Do you ever use your contortions in sex?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Incorporate, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we get a link to that, too? Just for research purposes only.
Wow,
you know?
That would be fun. Uh-huh.
There are times in my career when I thank God that my mother's been taken from us, you know.
Wow, that's quite a
that's funny
segue. Yeah. Has she really, or is that just a pure joke?
Yeah.
Is she still?
No, she's
alive.
Gone, yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Does
hey,
she
Mom,
watch everything you do? Like some gals I know, their moms are just totally symbiotic with them. Is that your relationship with your mom, or do you have separate interests?
So when she was alive, we fought a lot.
Okay,
we
so
did
she
not
is no longer
really
alive.
Get along, except for when I did a really good job on stage. Then she was, can you hear me, Dr. Block?
Yes, I can. The only thing I didn't hear was that she passed away. Which
yes.
Okay, so so she liked when you performed. Wow, that's a little bit of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, honestly, once I got the hang of it and figured out how to, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Abraham Hicks, you put yourself in the right vibration and you can achieve anything. And once you know how to do it, then it seems like once you figured it out, that was all that you needed. Does that make sense?
You know,
yes.
It doesn't really have to, but right it on. Works for you. And I can appreciate that. Sure. So... okay. So are you in any kind of romantic relationship now?
Yes, I am. Sort of off and on.
Okay. Is he in or she? Is it he or she or they?
It's a he.
Okay.
Oh, just a he, actually, yeah.
Just a he. So kind of vanilla.
But I everyone empower everyone to find love in any way that they can and wish to.
Absolutely. That's why I give you a choice of pronouns.
Thank you.
Yeah. But this is a he, and does he live in Brooklyn, or he does?
No, actually. Well, he lives in New York City. Maybe I should say it like that.
Okay. And you don't always get together as much as you want, or do you just feel like that's enough?
Well, I guess in the last few years I've been with, it always kind of seems like my relationships kind of end all the same way, but maybe not. I don't know. We see each other on and off. Like we liked, you know, sometimes we get together, but I guess, I don't know. It's sometimes here it's weird. Like people don't necessarily want to commit, but then they do and then they don't. And I mean, it kind of makes having sex, I feel like as a woman, traditionally in the way that we understand, like sort of difficult, if that makes sense. Like,
oh, that makes sense.
I've always, you know?
Yeah. Sex is difficult. If you're smart
problems,
people.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have to have communication, you know?
Yeah. So do you want more sex in your life?
I would love more sex in my life. I could have sex every day more than once if I was allowed.
Wow.
If I could.
That's impressive.
I would love that.
You love sex. Tell us more. What kind of sex do you love? There are many kinds of sex.
Yes. I love, most of all, being connected to someone and the trust. Orgasmic sex is my favorite.
Having an orgasm. And your partner having an orgasm. Orgasm. You seem like a giving person. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Is it all definitely about you? I want all of it. You know all what I mean? I want to feel everything that's associated with the person that I love, you know, and trust and that wants to be with me and stuff like that.
And when's the last time you had that kind of thing?
A couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. With this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. I mean, you can't have that kind of like wild, crazy sex all the time. I think you'd exhaust yourself.
And it would probably lose its luster, right? If it happened all the time.
Well, yeah. You can't keep going like that forever unless you've just fallen in love. Then it can last forever. Well, that is 2 years, maybe, that you're crazy for each other and having crazy hot sex. How long you been with your guy?
Off and on for about a year, I guess. Okay. I would say.
So you might still be in that phase of
excitement. I like to think so.
You like to think so.
Although, here's the thing.
Okay. What do you think you?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you think thinks?
We're all waiting.
We're waiting to hear what he thinks.
I want to hear all of this.
He thinks.
Okay. Yeah. Also, not take advantage
of what a hot, orgasmic woman you are that can get into these contortions.
That means so much to me. Thank you.
Oh, I totally mean it.
It really does. Thank you. It's just that, I mean, I've never really, I mean, it. I guess bottom line, he said that he's busy and he doesn't want to get into a committed relationship, and but then he does. So
is he a comedian too?
Yes.
Ah, and he's trying to be live from New York Saturday night.
Well, actually, he's pretty successful already.
Oh, okay,
he's got his own thing going on.
New York Saturday.
He's definitely a very, very successful guy, very famous guy. But
means you can't drop any names.
I think it's probably all related, and I do feel like it probably has some. I mean, definitely has something to do with me, and I think there might be some sort of algorithm. I sound so nerdy when I say that, but it's true. Like the whole sex thing, and it's, you know, not being able to connect might have something to do with me as well. You know.
What do you think that has to do with you not being able to connect? What is that related to in your life, in your mind?
I mean, trust, but at the same time, I am not sure. Like, I always think that maybe it's going to be fine, you know, the next time, but then it's not. And I mean, by myself, I can have orgasms, and I think maybe it's scary that I'm afraid that they're going to leave me, or that, you know, they're not telling the truth, or, you know, that I will have this experience with them of having an orgasm and then be really connected and then they just leave, stuff like that.
Did somebody hurt you?
Oh, yes. I've definitely been hurt many times. But
I feel like sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt. I feel like I've done that, what you're saying, so many times. Like, I'm scared, like, they're going to leave or something. And I feel like when you get that head trip too much, like, you can actually push them to leave. You know what I mean? When you get too...
Oh, definitely. Yeah, law of attraction. Yeah.
I think that was actually my last relationship, possibly. So, I don't know. But go ahead.
There I am.
So...
My video disappeared.
You know, very often when we find ourselves with a certain type of partner, it's because we're attracted to that, even if it's negative. So if you find that you're with a partner who leaves you, you're somehow attracted. I don't know if it's the law of attraction or just humans are attracted to sometimes to things that turn them on, but that aren't necessarily good for them or good for a relationship. So maybe being with a guy who's famous and exciting, and maybe, I'm sure he has a lot of fine qualities for you, very funny, and all of these things that make him a success, you're attracted to that. But also underlying that is that he's busy. I don't know if he's going to leave you. I kind of hope he doesn't, I guess. I don't know how good he is for you. But in any case, he does seem like the kind of guy that could leave you. And he does certainly show himself to be a guy who doesn't spend enough time with your hot self.
Definitely.
So in a way, he's already left while he's there. And that's why you've hesitated when I asked you, are you in a relationship? Because you're not sure if you want to describe it that way. And yeah, you might as well. But it's still something in which part of him is not quite there. And that's also... It's a turn on for you. It's one of those turn ons that maybe you want to examine a little bit, and you know, not beat yourself up unless you're into that, for being turned on by something that isn't so good for you. Because a lot of us are turned on by things that aren't good for us. But getting a perspective on that and kind of moving through life with awareness of that and compensating for that can sometimes be a good idea. So, you know.
There is probably something else that I should tell you, and that's when I get into a relationship, sometimes, like if I get drunk or I've stopped pretty much, I've gotten really, really close to stopping this sleep medicine that I've been taking for a few years. Prescribed, but still, I
Fleet.
It's caused
That's
me
for
so
enemas,
many issues. That,
right? Enemas?
Sleep? Or
oh, no.
Oh, sleep. Oh, my God. I thought she was pooping in the bed. No, she's not pooping in the bed. Okay.
Thank
she's,
God.
Thank goddess. Right. I'm glad I clarified that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're taking sleep medication.
Yes. I've actually pretty
prescribed
much gotten
or
it
over
under
the
control
counter?
Where I don't take it much anymore.
Right.
But,
we all have a tough time sleeping. Is it like melatonin, or is it?
It doesn't work for me anymore. Not really. Everything kind of, like, I've tried so many things that it kind of has just, you know, become all one big soup.
You know.
Orgasms
you know.
Are good for sleep. I find that, right, Max?
What is
You know, an orgasm, you know, whether you have it with your partner or by yourself, better with a partner, more loving, I guess. But if your partner's not there, don't stress over that. Just give yourself one, and you will drift off. You sound like you're good at giving yourself an orgasm, and someone that can do that kind of contortion, you know how to touch the right parts.
You know, I did this
I've had
for
some
years.
Practice, you know,
I used to take sleeping pills and drinking, and that's really terrible. Not that I'm judging because I did it for years, but I mean, I've had doctors tell me it can kill you, like. You're taking two depressants at the same time. You know what I mean? So, like, I took it, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was like, well, I don't sleep, and I don't sleep, and I don't sleep, and I was drinking, and, but I don't know how I survived.
I mean, I don't do so much drinking anymore. Like, I do drink sometimes,
but
not very much. And, well, anyway, the way that it usually happens with me is, or it has happened before, especially with my partner, is... sometimes I fall asleep and I call them or text them or, you know, we'll have entire conversations that I remember or don't remember. And I've done that with other people in my life as well. You know, and it's not intentional. It's, you know, it's usually when I'm asleep. I don't do those kinds of things. But then, of course, there's all this pent up stuff, too, you know, when they start to pull away, I guess. And sometimes I get nervous and I'll text them a whole bunch and then... You know, even a committed relationship that starts off wonderful, you know, like the one that I'm in, has soured over time because of things like that.
Well, you know, I don't know like if we should use cyclical. The word sour yet. This one.
Right. That's
it's we're in it. We're in it. You're in it. I'm not in it, but I feel like I'm in it with you. But in any case, What I feel is that you're so smart. Is she there or did she? Oh, there she is.
No, she's there.
She's smart. And she can certainly tell when it's coming to that point in a relationship where he doesn't want to spend every minute with you. And therefore, you start to get nervous. And you need to remind yourself not to get nervous, to do things to calm yourself down. And that, you know, you're great. If he doesn't recognize that, that's his problem. I'm saying that objectively.
He always tells me.
You are
great.
Yeah,
he always tells me that he's a big fan.
All right.
But that...
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's a big fan. But, what's the but, baby?
But, maybe... I mean, so basically I'm on the precipice. I mean, I would say I've definitely surpassed the precipice of, you know, success right now. Like I'm here, you know, which is a good thing and I appreciate it. It's just that, you know, I think it might have something to do with that as well, is that, you know, he really likes me, but he doesn't want to screw up his own career as well. And
how do you screw up his career?
Yeah.
That's a thing I'd like to know. Is it just a question of time or is it, I want all the girls to think I'm available.
That's exactly what I was thinking. This is the reason why I don't... I'm sorry. I'm going to throw it out there. People might get upset. This is the reason why I don't date musicians. Like I used to, but they're always like, oh, I like you, but I want to stay single in case I hit it big so I can fuck all the groupies, you know? I don't know. That's just the idea that came to my head, and she said it too, so she must have been an idea that we both had.
All the groupies if he wanted, you know, but he's, I mean, he's there, like he's definitely there, but I think it's more that I think it might be like a combination of maybe he's not ready to settle down 100%, but then also I don't think that, let me actually start over. Even if that's what he's implying, I don't think that's what's going on necessarily. I think it's more in relation to that. He's not 100% sure that, I mean, maybe he just feels like it would be better for me to have something else I can focus on, you know.
Better for you?
You know what I'm saying, Dr. Black?
Or better for him, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, no,
it's
for me to be able to interact with him
properly.
Let's
look at him as, I'm not saying he's a narcissist like some people, but usually when people want more or less time with someone, they like to frame it that it's for your sake, but
that's
hardly ever
point.
Is. Huh? It hardly ever is. It's because of something in them, but they don't want to talk about that. And they also like to present themselves as really nice people. And maybe they are a really nice person. And maybe he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
but
I'm
no,
him
and I'm not faulting
you know,
him.
I think some of the things I've done, he feels freaked out.
I don't
you know, and he doesn't want to feel that way.
No, he doesn't. He loves you.
I love him too so much.
Yeah.
I do. And I do know that he loves me too. That's really nice. And it's like, I know he doesn't really want to say, you know, kibosh. So, do you know this phrase? Like, I put the kibosh.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, sure. He doesn't want to end it.
And right.
Does he want to?
But then, of course, we also do work at the same places.
Does he want to date other
people?
He doesn't
want, you know,
are you
any kind of trouble with me to affect him or, you know.
Okay, so does he want to date other people, or does he want to be poly?
He's told me that at times he has wanted that, but then I think it's only because he doesn't want me to take him for granted either, and I know that part of that is because, you know, he's been hurt in the past as well, and I told him that when we first started dating, it scared me a little bit that he wanted to be so intimate so quickly, but then... I was okay with it. You know, like I got more warmed up and that was okay. But he thought maybe it was because I might leave him as well. So that's when he started that whole bit.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
Can I ask how old he is?
Yeah, he's in like middle, he's above 48.
Okay.
And you being only like 28.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I almost said I was 44. I'm not 44.
34.
I'm 34.
34. Okay. Well, you look...
Yeah, I just turned 34 on June 30th.
28. And he's 48. He's, you know, he's a substantial amount older than you. Not too much older. We're not talking about Trump here with Epstein's little girlfriend. That is disgusting. Anyway, I just had to get that out. Okay, so, I mean, age ranges can range. And, mm-hmm. and certainly you're both adults. And you know, that's fine. I mean, can I ask, because, you know, we're kind of getting into this. You had mm-hmm. approached me. I mean, I've approached mm-hmm. you many times and told you mm-hmm. how wonderful you are. But then you approached me and, you know, about having a conversation. And mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if we're having that conversation about...
Definitely.
We yeah. are. Okay.
Anything. So there's nothing else you're yeah, trying to talk about to talk before? About
I mean, I would be honored to be healed by you, Dr. Block. I think you can.
You think
if
I
anybody
can heal
can
you.
See.
Well, right. What is your ailment, Sister Gail? Gail, what is ailing you?
We're in church.
I mean, you sound like you just have a little bit of neurosis with the boyfriend. Is that all? I mean, you feel like you have an abandonment complex. And then you find people who... He doesn't sound like he's abandoning you. But he doesn't like you feeling so bad about him, you know, being such a free agent. So, anyway...
I don't like that. Yeah, I mean, you know what I've told him, though? Here's the thing, too, is I feel it's dangerous... And it's also, I mean, to be able to trust someone for me and then feel that, you know that they've been with someone else, I understand that it's completely fine for other people who feel that that's right for them.
Well, wait a second.
Okay, so
are you
cheated.
Poly or did he cheat on you?
Oh, no, I'm not poly.
So he cheated?
He has been on and off with me.
Okay.
Okay.
So he has sex with other women.
At first he was. Right. And I mean, there
were
also
some... Not Epstein-type women.
There was
adult
a few
women.
Times when men have hit on me before, or even at our workplace, called me in the middle of the night. You know, sometimes people act inappropriately. And you just try to, you know, be as appropriate as you can be. But, you know, friends of his have tried things and... I've told them no, but you know, sometimes it's my word against theirs, and people say, "Oh, they've never done anything like this before," and you're like,
"Wow,
I'm sorry to tell you, you know." But then he says that he's forgiven me for things like that, but he once told me also that, you know, he's had girlfriends who cheated on him, walked in on girls who cheated on him. So, you know, I think that might also play a role.
Uh huh. And
then taking a break from me at times.
So
you know,
he
but
does like
told
to have
that
different partners.
You know, just stop.
But he doesn't want to call it me, you know? Poly. He's not poly. Poly, you're honest and open about it.
No.
It's kind of just...
Okay, that's what I thought poly was.
Yeah, so poly, he just kinda wants it's consenting among everybody. And in this sounds like a bit of a... I mean, you're accepting it. You know about it. It's not like he's doing it totally behind your back, but you don't like it, and he's doing
no,
it.
No, and at
so
first
then
he told
my
me,
question is,
you know,
my question is, why doesn't Gail Stairs, the fabulous Gail Stairs, get with a guy who only wants to be with her and will give you the time and adoration that you deserve and maybe isn't as successful? Maybe he might be, but, you know, that might... I don't know whether that would be the thing you'd have to give an inch to gain a mile of love and happiness. I don't know. But likely. That is likely.
That.
Okay.
I think, honestly, because it didn't start off like that. It started off that
Never
he
does.
Wanted me to be committed with him, and that any time I wanted to be with him, or if I ever felt sad or anything was going crazy, that I could always call him.
Yeah.
You know, but then... As he became more freaked out over time, you know, whether it was because of the things that I mentioned, well, actually because of the things that I mentioned, you know, and the maybe calling him too much when I fall asleep, you know, and I think it just tapered, you know, it got like more restrictive, but he definitely wanted that. I mean, he's asked me to marry him a few times, you know. Oh, wow. Said he wanted to have children with me.
He asked you to marry him?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he said he wanted to marry me, but, you know, he didn't give me a ring or propose or anything, you know. It was more like, I want to marry you, you know, like,
okay,
eventually.
Well said. You know? Okay. Yeah. I want to marry you, too.
So, I mean, I've dated other successful guys, too. I've kind of had this issue with all, you know, any guy that I've been with, actually.
Maybe because they're all successful.
No, I dated guys who weren't as successful.
Oh, and they're assholes, too.
I was actually two guys that didn't have a job for a while.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so it sounds like you want to be with him, and yet you say you want me to heal you, and I don't know how you want to be healed. What is wrong with you if you're happy with him and you don't want to leave him?
Well, it's not that I wouldn't if I found someone better or someone who even wanted to have... I mean...
Or do you want me to do, like, voodoo on him so that he wants you and wants to be with you as much as you want to be with him?
And she could stab the doll?
I've been trying to do voodoo with my Trump doll for years, and it hasn't worked. I'm good with advice, but I'm not so good with the voodoo. You know, and this guy, he sounds like a cool guy, and at some point he will settle down when he reaches a certain point. And I hate to say it, but it's a crapshoot as to whether it'll be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as with anyone. And I mean, I've been in other relationships before where I've had this issue as well. There's only one relationship I've been in.
Okay, but before you tell me about that, just tell me so that we can get somewhere. This is a show.
Sorry.
Here's the question, and I should have ended with the question. So here's the question. What do you need to be healed about? What in you needs to be healed? Why do you need to be healed? I mean, when you reached out to me on Facebook, you did sound like you needed healing. But right now, and maybe it's because you're on webcam and you're looking beautiful, and maybe you feel like you don't need to be healed. Maybe you're fine.
No, I do.
Okay.
Oh,
how?
No.
Okay,
I mean,
so what is it?
Thank you. I'm definitely fine, but it's orgasms during sex with a partner. I thought I told you, sorry.
Oh, okay. No. No, you didn't tell me that at all. Okay, orgasms during sex with a partner. That partner being Mr. Wright here, the comedian?
Or whoever.
Whoever.
You know, whoever is
so
the right
person. So you have great
I'm
orgasms.
With Mr. Wright.
Okay, so let's. This is a mechanical thing. So we can work with this. Although it does have some level. Can
it's
you
so
move
funny,
that
Max.
Camera over here, Max? Max?
Oh, what's so funny, Max?
Yes, over here.
It's a mechanical thing.
The camera over here.
You want
I have to keep
there?
Looking over there. You usually want me to look at that, and you're sitting all the way over there, and there's nothing over there.
But I'm looking at you.
No. And I don't like the side. Okay.
Which is...
Okay, if I ask him to do something, that just means he won't do it.
No.
So I know that about you. So
Max,
I'm not going to ask anymore, although you do know that that's what I want. I would like you over there. So we'll see if you get over there. Okay. Because I don't like this side view.
Oh, that's what you said
No,
wanted.
I never like this side view.
That's what I thought.
I like the frontal, full frontal. Mm-hmm. Full frontal, like she is. She's full frontal.
Oh,
I'm on the side. I don't like the side.
I can see your
but,
knees.
You know, I've been married to Max for 27 years, and even though it is frustrating that I'm asking him to move to give me frontal, he won't do it. And I know that about him, and I don't let it get to me. I try, and I try, and sometimes it gets to him. And he gets kind of over the edge, or I get over the edge. Anyway, okay. So you aren't coming with your lovers. And is this true of more than just the one you're with?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm
have
the only
you, have
one.
Have you ever
I've
come
only...
with any of your lovers?
Yes, I have. But I could count on one hand how many, and only one of those partners... Oh, did you say good?
I said good because then we can talk about them quickly. So one hand. So who's the one who gave you the best orgasms?
One that also raped me and broke my nose.
There's your problem right there.
That's terrible.
There
well,
it
I
is.
So too.
There it is. No, that's a big problem. I mean, that's I'm not going to say that's your only problem, but if the one, let's just go over that because it's tragic. Okay.
Yeah.
And yet it's not uncommon. And there's nothing wrong with you
for
feeling this way. But I can imagine that it makes it difficult for you to have an orgasm with a nice guy.
Yes, it does. And so I've been raped more times than I even know about, actually. And it's weird to say that with such, you know, I've been in therapy for a long time, and recently I started going again, but it doesn't have as much charge for me as it used to say it, like, you know, just out loud. I've also been kidnapped. I was kidnapped by a coworker and he tortured me, broke all my fingers. None of these guys are in jail.
Is any of this related to the sleeping pills and the drinking? Like you say more times.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Go ahead.
So when's the last time you had something evil like this happen to you?
I was engaged to a man a couple years ago in 2016. I shouldn't say that. I guess last year there was a coworker of mine that...
This is the one that broke your fingers?
No, actually, that was in 2016. Since then, I had a landlord, a landlord's husband, actually. He drugged me and almost killed me. And he may or may not have raped me in his basement.
Is that because you were drinking a lot or you were on sleeping medication?
Oh, no. No, he drugged me. 100% he drugged me.
He put you on sleeping medication of some sort. Like, I don't want to say a Cosby cocktail.
Well, so what I think it probably was a drug called Belladonna.
Oh, yeah.
But because he was from the islands and I know a little bit about chemistry, I have an IQ of 206 on the old scale.
Okay.
So I know, and I also went to school for medicine for a little while.
You're just very much of a Renaissance woman. But in the middle of all this Renaissancing, you are having violent, non-consensual sex that gives you orgasms, and then you're having nice, consensual sex where you don't have orgasms.
Oh, no, I've never had an orgasm that I know of when I've been raped. Definitely the times that I was conscious. This is such a fucked up thing. I'm sorry for anybody that has to hear this. But, during the times that I've been conscious and been raped, molested or, abused in any way, I've never had an orgasm.
Okay. When I asked you, who's the last guy that gave you an orgasm? You said this guy that raped you. And do you mean that you had an orgasm with him at another time?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, I was in a relationship with him. It's tricky sometimes. Even my own definition of what that term has shifted over the years.
So has Eugene Carroll's. The one who was raped by Trump. It's hard to talk about this stuff, but it's, I think, important to talk about it and to deal with it somehow.
I agree.
Maybe not everyone can do it on a show, but you are a show woman, so here you are. But it is something that, a lot of people, most of whom are women, but some men, go through. And, I wrote about this years ago when actually Bush invaded Iraq. Here I'm going to get into politics for a minute, and say people were saying that the Iraqis were smiling. And I said, some people have orgasms when they're raped.
Yes.
And these people are smiling, and they're being invaded, and they're in shock. And the shock to their system connects to their sexual synapses, or in this case, to their smile. That you want to appease the person. You seem like you're a woman who has a lot of control over many things you do. You do acrobatics. You have control over your body. You do when you're a comedian. You have control over the audience. When you're, doing a lot of these. When you're singing, you have to control your voice. There's a lot of control involved in what you do, and. Mm-hmm. You want to lose control. Sex is not always... Sometimes sex for people that aren't in control a lot or that mm-hmm. somehow aren't satisfied with the control they have, even if they're president of the United States, they still want more control. But
yeah.
an awful lot of people who have a certain amount of control want to give up control. And how Absolutely. To do that? I mean, wanting that is not a bad thing. Wanting that is normal and natural. It's called surrender. And yeah. in surrender in war, it's a terrible thing, I guess. Surrender in love can be a beautiful thing. Surrender in sex mm-hmm. is a mixed bag. Sometimes you're surrendering to an asshole, but sometimes it saves your yeah. life. Sometimes the guy's going to kill you. And it's a
I've
very
I've definitely been in situations
intense...
like that before as well.
You what?
I've been in private security and many times. I was actually up to be the head security guard of the United Nations in New York City at one point.
Wow.
And I've been asked to join the CIA at times. I was asked to be an officer in the Navy at one point. And I've been an undercover muckraker reporter in many situations. I've done things like this, but yes, you have to sometimes give in to your attacker.
Yeah.
And in a way, yeah. what I told you about the guy that I was with, the last orgasm I had with someone during sex, I've seen him since then, you know? And like I told you, sometimes like the definition of what I understand to be rape, even he didn't feel that way at the time. Like neither of us knew that, you know, but, you know, regardless, he's broken my nose and.
Oh, breaking your nose is an attack.
Yeah.
I mean that I how could that
There's
be?
There's no way around that. I mean, this guy's
ripping your
to
panties.
Justify.
Okay. But breaking your nose. No. What does he say is the reason he broke your nose?
He said that I undermined him, I guess, and that made him feel small.
Oh, well, that's a rapey thing
actually.
To say.
I know that's a terrible justification to me.
That sounds.
I mean,
like
the only way I would excuse it is if you were doing it in a contorted position, just having great sex, and then you fell and broke your nose on the floor.
I agree.
But
yeah.
okay, or even up against the wall, and as you turn, okay, oh, my nose. You know, certainly accidents, that's no accident, him feeling small.
At the time, I was filming the show. I was actually contracted by another company through NBC at that point, and he was on the show with me, and we were doing the show with myself and him and my best friend, and I was staying at his apartment a lot, but I had my own apartment. But his roommates were a little jealous that we had this contract that was kind of a big contract. And they also didn't have girlfriends of their own. And they didn't like that we were so happy. And they at one point, they told him that I was no longer allowed to use the bathroom at their house because apparently I spent all this time in the bathroom. It wasn't true. It's just basically there are certain things that certain people turn to when there's. You know, obviously no one can see what you do in the bathroom. So it's a perfect target. Oh, this person does gross things in the bathroom. You know, you can't defend yourself because you're not going to go to the bathroom in front of someone unless that's your thing, you know. But, you know, I didn't spend any, you know, I didn't spend time in the bathroom that was irregular at all.
I feel
it was
a tangent
just silly
coming
things.
On.
So I said, well, oh, sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where we're going with the bathroom.
Anyway, I just said
although,
you can't
you
get
know,
into bullies. That's
showers.
Ridiculous.
It's
I can't come over here anymore if I can't use the restroom in the house.
No, no.
So
of
I'm going
to
go
have
home
to use the restroom.
And he attacked
I mean,
me.
Are they upset about something you were doing in the bathroom?
Her friend
no.
said
they're just
I mean,
spending
they
time
so
in it. Probably
too long
oh,
somebody
too
wanted
too
to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I
and they
see.
Only have one bathroom in the house.
One bathroom.
Maybe.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't even about the bathroom. They were just jealous, and they wanted to find a way to mess up our situation. That was all.
Oh.
And I told him that he could
well,
get into
glad,
that kind of thing.
This is the guy that broke your nose, correct?
This is the guy what?
That broke your nose?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you about the situation.
I am
broke
glad
nose, they yeah.
messed up your relationship. You should not be with a guy who breaks your nose because he feels small or because of
correct.
Anything.
And
yeah, I wasn't with him for many years after that. In fact, we didn't even talk to each other.
Right. But now you're talking to him again.
Yes, I've talked to him in the past.
So let me ask you a question, my darling. You asked me to heal you. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not one to judge people. Do you want to be with a guy who breaks your nose? Do you want to be with a guy who has sex with other women? Do you want to be with a guy who doesn't have time for you? Or do you want open yourself up perhaps to other types of guys where you can play act some of your fantasies and talk about them in ways that turn you on and so you can have an orgasm with a nice guy? And
yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then you can do that, Sister Gail. You can.
Yay.
Because you're creative. And you can find a nice guy, you know, I think, who has a lot of time for you. You need a lot of time. And you're running out of time, like all of us are. We're all running out of time. We don't have time to mess with people that don't think we're the greatest thing, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You need
it
to,
just concerns
you
me,
don't,
I guess,
you don't need to
like,
convince someone of how great you are. But obviously you're turned on by, you know, the rapey thing. And I say that.
No.
Well, yes, you just told me you. The guy that raped you is the one that could give you orgasms. And now you're seeing him again.
I don't think it's because of that.
Okay.
I think it's because we're able to spend so much time together. Where he, I mean, one thing
but you
I
also
about
understood
that
when
if
I said,
agreed to have,
hang
sorry,
on,
Doctor.
I'm taking over the conversation.
Okay,
you also, if you recall, and I don't mean to be like Judge Judy, I'm Dr. Susie, but you know, you said when I said a lot of people who have a lot of control, like you do, over their acrobatics and comedy and et cetera, might have this desire to be controlled. Might have this desire to surrender. And it's easiest to do it without thinking to someone who's kind of an asshole and who takes advantage of you in different ways. That's easier because you don't have to plan your life. You don't have to think about, what am I doing? You just feel this sexy guy who, of course, has to have certain qualities, other qualities, intelligence, good looking, all those things. But he pushes your buttons because he doesn't care, because he's going to take control of you. He's not going to respect your boundaries, and that's a turn-on
when
for a
you
lot
start,
of people.
When, what you said to begin with, that makes sense.
Okay, and then I went on.
In fact, I've tried to find out, but I've explored those fantasies before, and it doesn't turn me on. You know, sure, it turns me on a little, but
well, let's just
like,
say this.
It's more like I check out
I think
when
you've
that's
decided it shouldn't turn you on. But you still aren't at a place where you can get turned on enough with nice boyfriend who you're with now, who is a bit of an asshole because he doesn't spend enough time with you and he has sex with other women, but he doesn't punch you in the nose and break your nose, and he doesn't rape you. And I would say that's a step up.
Right.
Yeah, for sure, a step up. So what you need is to, you know, kind of figure out how to, when he's with you, maybe you don't even have to talk to him about it. Maybe you can just think about your own fantasies in such a way, or get yourself ready before he comes over, you know, with
I've
a little of your contortionist masturbation.
In fact, that's one of the reasons why I've even started talking to this other guy again, you know, even as a friend, is I can't really figure out why, because he doesn't take control like that. In fact, the times that he has raped me, many years ago,
who are we talking
he
about
this,
now?
I'm
confused. The guy you're with now, or not the other guy? Are you with a few guys? Okay, well, you know, you sound like you are a little poly yourself, and maybe that's good. And I know there's a romantic within you that wants just one guy, but you know, you're with these a few different guys. You got the guy that is a comedian that's real successful, that doesn't spend enough time with you. And then there's the guy who raped you and broke your nose that you didn't talk to for a while, but now he's back in your life. And
no, not necessarily. No. Actually, at this time, he's not back in my life.
Okay.
I'm not with one more. Sorry.
How can I
I'm
heal you?
Sorry.
How can I heal you? You keep arguing with me.
She's trying to get this straight. She's trying to get this.
I mean, it's okay. I don't have to heal you. I kind of want to because you asked me to, but then you fight me.
Oh, yeah, I want you to.
You want me to just dominate you?
I want
slap you around, break your nose,
fix, and I want to be
hold you down.
I'm open to the process. I want you to have the truth. Is the only reason why I'm trying to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. The truth takes a long time.
Yeah,
and you know, if the truth is, none of us are ever going to get healed. We're all going to die.
True.
To some extent,
yeah.
Except, you know, kind of suspending disbelief in the reality of life is required to be healed. To feel that I am marvelous, I am perfect, and everything is perfect. You know, a lot of people say that stuff. It's full of shit. But if you can really believe it, or at least partially believe it, you heal yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. So, the part of you that wants a good relationship is perfect, but the part of you that wants to be raped is also perfect. But that part of you doesn't
Don't
really want to be raped. I know. In fact, I'm going to talk to NPR this coming Wednesday about this. And E. Jean Carroll talked about this and freaked out. What's his name? The guy with the white hair. Anyway.
That guy.
What?
That guy.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The guy's
so
name.
She freaked him out because she said, Trump, you know, he attacked me. He stuck his penis inside of me. And Anderson Cooper said, so he raped you. And she said, well, yeah, it's the classic definition of rape. And he said, so why don't you say he raped you? She says, because I don't want to turn people on. And there are a lot of people turned on by rape. Now, I agree. I thought it was weird. Anderson Cooper looked like he was going to throw up.
He cut
a commercial.
Obviously, it's not his fantasy, but actually...
No, not obviously. Right. Maybe it is his fantasy.
It sounds like some
it's
sort
a
of
very dangerous thing to say. And I have to... I mean, if someone just tunes into this show... Right now, they might think I'm advocating rape or something, which, hello, I'm
which
not.
Which I don't even think
I'm
that,
not at all.
You know?
None of us are. None of us are.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have rape fantasies, both men and women. I know this because I'm a sex therapist. And I talk to people about their secret fantasies when no one else can hear. And most people don't fantasize about raping. Most people fantasize about being raped, both male and female and in between. They want something done to them. But, of course, they never want to be raped by someone unattractive. That's awful. It's always got to be someone attractive. And then it's okay. In fact, I'm not sure when someone attractive raped me, kind of, whether I should call it a rape or not, what happened to me. Anyway, someday I'll talk about that. I've talked about it. But it's hard to know sometimes. Now, that does not give any guy an excuse or girl... Because girls can rape, too.
Absolutely.
Don't rape anybody. Consent. In fact, what is getting to be a little bit popular is this idea of consensual non-consent, which is basically what BDSM is all about. We agree that I'm going to tie you up or spank you or... I'm not going to break your nose, though. The nose breaking doesn't go under any category. But some of these things could go under categories or acting like a rape situation. And some people find
consensual.
That very, very exciting. And there's nothing wrong with finding that exciting as long as you don't really do it and you have consensual non-consent agreed upon. And you know what? I used to think it was totally silly. But at this point, with the culture the way it is, I would say a signed contract is not a bad idea. Because people can get...
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I would say it's not a bad idea. At first, I used to think, oh, that ruins it. Well, you know what? There's so many people who have, you know, second thoughts, sticker shock. And they think they want this thing. And then they do this thing. And then it's awful to them. And I think that's going on in a way more than ever. And mm-hmm. and in another way, a lot of things are coming out that are really terrible, that yeah. involve our president and mm-hmm. involve other people that are powerful. And it's shocking and disturbing, and it gives us post-Trump sex disorder. But for some yeah. people, it turns them on. Some people go, oh, my God, this guy just makes me nauseous. I can't even have sex with my own lover. Or they might say, I got to watch the latest thing. What happened with Epstein? What happened? What did that girl say?
They're watching and the news with the heart on.
And meanwhile, the husband's going, when are you coming to bed, honey? Anyway, that's one. And then the other is they get turned on by it. Some people get mm-hmm. turned on by the racism. The racist rapist is what I'm taking to calling the presidents now. I mean, it's awful, but some people do get turned on by it. And you know what? What I have to say is I'm not the thought police. Whatever you get
right.
turned
That's
on by
thing.
In your head, and if you want to share it with someone, and even verbally sharing, you need consent.
Mm. Yes.
You can't just say, hey, I would like to rape you. I have a fantasy about that. What do you think? I mean, I heard you talking about it. You know, how about it? And no.
Like
do not do that. And certainly do not do that with my guest, or I will block you and I will report you. And Facebook is now my friend.
Yeah. Huh. And good. They should be.
Well, they should. But I'm sure they'll get after me for something else. And I'm sure some people think, you know, my pictures that I post are invasive of their whatever. They're prudery, or
people
I don't
know. People do that to me all the time.
I love you. You're a great, you know, you're a great energy, a great force in life.
Thank you.
Well, I mean it. That's why I'm spending my whole show with you, for God's sake. Spending the whole show with Sister Gail in the Church of the Bonobo Way in the New Village of Bonoboville. I actually had some guests that didn't come. I'm not going to name them, but you know, they went back and forth. They were partying. Yeah, they're partying.
Flaky, flaky.
They're cool. They're not flaky. No, they're not flaky. No.
They were having big parties.
Sorry.
In their new home.
But in any case, you're fascinating, and you should be with someone that finds you so fascinating that they lose their job. No, I'm not. Maybe not that.
They can't
far.
Take their eyes off of you. They can't
that
be away
be part
from
of
you
it.
For
it's
a minute.
The fear of that, you know.
The fear of that. And so, you know, your awareness of that can help you to not be anxious. To know, you know, I'm a lot to handle, and I shouldn't be anxious and text someone a lot. I know I have to tell myself that sometimes because I think the world centers around me. So I'm sure you think the world centers around you. And you have to stop yourself sometimes.
The world revolves
go, you know
around
what?
The sun.
They need a little bit of time to themselves. And they need to want me.
I agree.
I'm not saying absence makes the heart grow fonder, because mostly absence makes the heart go wander. But you have to let it go. You can't enforce, you know, you've got to stay with me. You have to be with me. That starts to feel like a prison.
You know what? It's sometimes I feel really connected. Well, I mean, I do. And I don't know if this is the way everyone is set up, and I totally am cool with whatever. But to be perfectly honest, when I have sex with someone, I feel very connected to them. And then it's almost like I understand, and I think it's a great idea, the idea of having a honeymoon where you see each other a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But I've noticed too that during the times that I want to have sex, like when I was in a committed relationship, when I feel turned on and I want to have sex and someone agrees to have sex with me, you know, or the person that I'm with agrees to have sex with me, that's when I can have orgasms like really easily. But I've never been in a relationship except for one, and it was with that guy.
Oh yeah.
That I would say, "Can we have sex right now?" And sometimes he would say yes.
Okay.
In all the relationships, they've all, you know, it's got to be sex on their time only.
Okay, so the guy that you're with, not the nose breaker. I know the nose breaker is great in a lot of ways, but the breaking of the nose is a deal breaker. Is a deal breaker. Am I wrong?
That's a deal breaker. That's too far.
The only reason I've ever wanted to even speak to him again is just to kind of like find out. It's like, he's the only one that I've been able to do that with, but it has to be just because I just tried to figure it out, you know?
Did you have good sex with the guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's who she had good sex with. Well, she's trying to figure out how to have good sex with someone who doesn't break her nose.
Well, that would be great, yeah. But, you know, there's a
lot
of... We
had great sex before he did that, too.
Good guys are a dime a dozen.
You know, sometimes, like, the bonobos are very good at makeup sex. You know, they fight and they make up, and it's very hot sex. And I think a lot of, you know, sex therapists say makeup sex is a bad thing. But I think it's a good thing, and sometimes that's what works. I think... I don't know. I'm trying to heal you here. I keep trying to get you away from the nose breaker because I feel like that is not a healing thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely
okay. So let's leave him.
Okay.
Let's not. You know. I mean, if you want to see him, I mean, you can.
No.
Obviously.
I think she said she just passed him in the street.
All right. So now the one that you're with, the one you kind of like, you kind of really like
very much,
but he doesn't spend.
Yeah.
A whole lot of time with you because he's busy, and you know, okay. When he comes over, do you have a sex date? How do you have sex? How does the sex begin?
Like usually, we'll go out first, and then we'll go to his house and have sex.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
His house, not yours.
Not mine. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I think it's easier when it's your house. Because you're comfortable. Comfortable. You want to be comfortable. Although, you know, sometimes you can use a period of time, like if he's taking a shower or you're taking a bath, that's the time for you to masturbate and get yourself ready. And then, you know, because guys in general, you know, take less time. And it's pretty normal and natural for women not to come with guys just because they take less time. So that's my number one suggestion.
I've had relationships, like committed ones, where I've tried things like that, and it's almost like as soon as it's never worked for me.
Oh, God.
I've tried to
my healing.
I've gotten so turned on to a point where it's like if anyone I thought would have touched me, I would have had an orgasm, but then nothing.
So you get yourself worked up, then the guy comes in and you're lost. You don't even... Well, how about if you just don't worry about that? Just trust your body that I think you just kind of got defeated. Sometimes when the guy walks in, yes, you have emotional low. You're scared. You're nervous. You're thinking it never worked before. Why is it going to work now? And yeah, it's kind of difficult. So instead
of
giving up,
out of my head, and I try, but sometimes I get numb down there. Or, sometimes I feel
vibrator?
I definitely feel very nervous.
Do you use a vibrator?
Yes, I've used vibrators.
With the guy?
I stopped recently because I started being able to use my own hands again, which is really awesome for the first time in like years and years and years. All
but
I could use was vibrators for a long time.
How about with the guy?
I've done that before as well.
Oh, how about with this guy?
No, not with this guy.
Are you unwilling to try it with this guy?
No,
using
I
a
would
vibrator?
Be willing.
Okay.
I've got to admit. I've tried it with other guys, though, and I feel... It feels so dirty to me. I don't know why.
Oh.
It feels dirty
well,
to come with
must
another
be
guy?
Healed, Sister Gail. Not dirty to use a vibrator. It is not dirty to
What's
use
dirty?
Any kind of sex toy. It is not dirty.
What's dirty?
Using a vibrator.
And I don't know why I feel
vibrator,
like that. It's
I know why you
feel
like
I
feel
that. I feel so... how do I even explain this? Like, I cry a lot after we have sex. I feel so emotional.
Yeah.
And so guilty.
Wow.
What religion were you raised with?
Catholic.
Okay.
And definitely, there was a lot of really, really fucked up stuff around sex.
Yeah.
Did you go to church?
That's some stuff from which you need to be healed, Sister Gail, because you're a little bit in the nunnery there. You're in the nunnery. And
monastery.
You know, well.
That's got to be what it is.
Yeah, you know that's that you had some religious sexual abuse of your sexuality.
Yes, I did.
I'm not sure to what degree it might have been physical, but your sexuality was harmed.
I had some of that as well, yeah.
By the church. You know you're not alone there. There's been so many people. And yet it's very difficult because it happens at an early age. And it's part of the desire for surrender, you know, sometimes to the wrong people, like the nosebreaker. Because, you know, Jesus surrendered, and he's the best. And you want to be like Jesus and Mary. And you don't want to have your own agency. You don't want to be someone, a bad woman like Lilith, who had sex with demons because she was on top of Adam.
Because on top
meant that she could have an orgasm. Because it's easier for most women to have an orgasm when they're on top than most of the other positions. That's another thing I suggest. But in any case, religion, it goes beyond positions, although it does make the position of woman on top into something evil. That Lilith wanted to have sex with Adam on top, and Adam said, you know, God said, no, 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 or Adam said, no, no, no. And then they got rid of Lilith, and she went down to the ocean and had sex with devils, and she became the quintessential evil woman. But then, of course, Eve had sex the way Adam wanted it, but not until she ate of the fruit, which made her also an evil woman. So there's no winning. Both women are evil. Eve and Lilith, both of Adam's wives, are set up. And then you have Mary, who's the first great woman, and that's because she supposedly doesn't have sex with anybody. Although, of course, she probably is a single mother. But in any case, she supposedly is... you know, so holy. So there's a holiness in you, my child, my daughter, and you know that is holding you back
from your
earthy sexuality. And you know, I mean, sometimes you got to take that religion and turn it upside down, like the way we do Bonoboville Communion. We take Catholic Communion and we turn it into licking of the body. I'm not saying you need to do this particular thing, but sometimes the fantasy... Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you know.
To participate in a bonobo.
You
want to
lick my toes?
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a little bit of that. Well, we've got only 5 more minutes.
Yes, that's it.
And I don't think I've healed you.
Catholic, have I healed you?
Have I healed you a little bit? Have I given you tools to heal yourself?
I understand what you are saying, and I am agreeing with you that I think we've identified. I guess it's just that maybe the tools, if you could give me some tools to heal this. I mean, I even sometimes feel very
self-conscious. If I could give you some tools. I've been giving you tools for an hour and a half. But, you know, I think you don't want those tools. You don't want my tools, I guess. So now you're asking for tools. Okay, one tool is a vibrator. One tool is breathing deep. One tool is masturbating before he comes in. I don't know even if what you want tools about. You want tools to come with the guy?
Is what I'm saying.
She froze for a little.
It froze. Okay. You got it.
Oh, now it's over.
Talking too fast. Slow down. This is Skype.
I'm going to put my sunglasses on. It was easier to do calls in the past.
It's been fun. But you're out of time.
So. Are you guys back?
I know. Okay.
Hey,
so I'm out of time, so you can't ask me a question like, give me tools. Is there one more thing you'd like to say or ask? Because I got to go.
I just want to know what I should do to fix this, that's all.
Oh, yeah, that's all. Listen to me. Listen to this show one more time. I don't think you were listening the whole time you were on. I think you were busy performing.
Oh, my God, no.
Well, you're arguing with me again. So I feel like I need to slap you. And I wouldn't. I'm not a slapper. But that's what you're asking for. You're being so fucking difficult. And I've given you an hour and a half. And this is you, and I love you. I care about you, and I respect you. And I think you're great. But, you know, we've been talking back and forth and back and forth. And I guess this is where we're at.
Could you maybe just give me a bottom line? You're asking a question that would take another hour and a half,
and still you wouldn't be satisfied. You're not. So I can see why the guy wants to spend some time away. You're wearing me out.
It's only because I can't hear you all the time, Dr. Susie.
That's why I'm not trying to argue. Okay, okay. Thank you for that. And maybe that's also a reason to listen to this again. And our technology is not super duper. I've given you a lot of psychological tools to deal with your trauma. I've given you a lot of fantasy tools to deal with your politically incorrect desires. And I've given you some physical tools to help you just relax and have an orgasm. By the way, real quick, do you squeeze and release your PC muscle, your Kegel muscle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
So there you go. So that's a thing
to
do.
Actually.
Okay. All right. So you do all the physical things. So now, you know, maybe you should listen more to the psychological part because...
How do we give up the guilt?
Well, giving up the guilt. You've got to do that. Like I said... create your own Bonoboville communion.
In Catholic, it's, get unholy. Get rid of the...
Holiness is in your way.
And
also your mother wanting you to do a great job on stage. Pressure is the enemy of pleasure. When you pressure yourself, you don't allow yourself to receive the pleasure. And yet, there's a little bit of pressure involved in pleasure. You know, you got to squeeze and release and all that, but you got to release, and you're not releasing. You're not releasing, which is why the rapey guy was fun for you, because he forced you to release. But you shouldn't be with a guy like that. Nobody should be with a guy like that. Guys like that need serious therapy and probably to be in jail if you are, although I don't think anybody, I don't like to say anybody should be in jail, but you certainly need some serious anger management training and, you need to not be hitting people. So, breaking people's noses. Bad stuff. So, okay. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Gail, for having me.
Get that holiness out of the way, you know. Create your own Bonoboville communion, or your own sexual communion with yourself and with your partners. And get the rapey guys out of the way, and accept that you like some degree of I don't know how to put it, not rapey, but an overthrow of hierarchy, So anyway,
That's fine.
And accept that I'm going to be wrong most of the time with you. Yes,
no,
I am wrong
yes.
a lot yes. with Gail, and I accept that. I got Max actually to get on the other side of the room for a lot of time, and then you moved back here. And I see why you did, because you can sit in the couch there.
No,
it's more comfortable.
I have a seat over there, too.
Oh, okay. No. But I like it better over there. But you were over there for a little while, so I did get my way for a little while. I'm always trying to get my way, and it would be my way if you said, thank you, Dr. Susie. That was great advice, but you didn't.
Thank you, Dr. Susie. That was great advice.
Well,
thank you, Dr.
but I didn't
Susie.
Give you
that
any
was
advice.
Such great advice.
I was here for it too, though.
Yeah, but it's one thing to have great advice for somebody else, but I would like to help her, but I'm not, obviously. So
I'm doing fine. She's a wonderful sexual.
Yeah, she's but she was wonderful before I talked to her.
Fuck the Catholics. Fuck all that shit. Get down and dirty.
Why don't you try a Jesus jackhammer dildo?
Is a journey.
Jesus jackhammer dildo. I got to hold the end of the dildo because Facebook might not like it. But a Jesus jackhammer dildo is the answer for some people. I mean, one of the answers. Danielle loves the Jesus jackhammer dildo. And it's a tool.
Made by divine intervention.
It's just being comfortable with someone and knowing they're not going to leave me.
You can't bring up a new subject.
Or that they like it once a day.
I think we're out of time.
We're out of time. This is a show. Okay, so, hey, I'm done with the show. I'm not quite sure what to make of this show. I meant to really get after Trump for all of the, send her back shit and being a racist rapist. But anyway, I'll just say Make and I also meant to give you your funniest comedian award, but we'll do that next week. Thank you, Sunshine. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Bonoboville crew. Thank you, everyone, including my guest who took up my whole show, Sister Gail Stairs. Okay. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. And make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. I love you too, Gail.
I love you, Dr. Susie. Sorry, I'm having to see you guys, but other than that, thank you for having me.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Can I get an amen?